I'm Josh Rivera, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Now, you may be wondering, what is the deal with this Republican memo everyone keeps talking about? And why do we need to tweet hashtag release the memo? Well, the top story in Washington this week may not be as flashy as an alleged affair between the president and a porn star, but the late-night comics try to explain it in the best way they know how, through jokes. Late Night Comics' Jimmy Kimmel, Trevor Noah, Seth Meyers, and Stephen Colbert take on the Nunes memo.
Maybe this is something you haven't been following because it's not as colorful as the usual nonsense surrounding the president. But the big story is whether and when the White House will release the so-called Nunes memo. This is a memo written by Devin Nunes, who's a Republican congressman from California. He's the head of the House Intelligence Committee. This, by the way, is his high school yearbook photo. Somebody dug that up. This person is now the head of the House Intelligence Committee, which should give you an idea of how much intelligence we're dealing with. He looks like the disturbed cousin that comes to visit in a very special episode of an 80s sitcom. Anyway, Devin Nunes is somehow still in charge of this Russia investigation in the House, in spite of the fact that he recused himself from the investigation after he got caught sneaking to the White House to share information with the people he was supposed to be investigating. To call Devin Nunes Donald Trump's lapdog would be an insult to dogs and laps. He's not a lapdog. He's
Devin Nunes. And Nunes's memo supposedly paints a picture of how the FBI and the Justice Department abused their authority to obtain a warrant to spy on a former Trump campaign advisor. Ugh, that sounds a little dry. Can't another porn star come forward about spanking the president? I mean, it's been over a week. Daddy needs his juice. I need my num-nums.
On top of that, we also learned yesterday that Mueller is reportedly investigating the White House's shifting explanations for that infamous Trump Tower meeting Don Jr. had with the Russians during the 2016 campaign. As you might recall, the Trump team originally said Don Jr. and the Russians discussed a program about the adoption of Russian children, a topic that is, of course, close to Don Jr.'s heart, since his brother was adopted from Transylvania, I think. But then emails later surfaced in which it was revealed that the meeting was explicitly about getting dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russians. The Times reported that Trump and his communications director, Hope Hicks, knew about the emails, but that Hicks said the emails, quote, will never get out. Amazing. So not only did the emails get out, the comment about how the emails would never get out got out. This administration is so incompetent, they cover their tracks with bigger tracks.
And your problems start to move up to the FBI. When the FBI steps in and starts sniffing around and handing out subpoenas, now you get nervous. So what do? Same thing you always do. You attack, in this case, the FBI. You discredit the FBI, you discredit the special counsel, you discredit anybody who might possibly come up with information you don't like. And never mind the fact that most of the people you say are against you are lifelong Republicans, like Robert Mueller, who voluntarily enlisted in the Marines to fight in Vietnam, who served as U.S. attorney, who served in the Department of Justice, who prosecuted John Gotti, who was named director of the FBI by President Bush. Robert Mueller is now against you. He turned somehow. Jim Comey is against you. He turned. Rod Rosenstein, who you appointed, turned. They're all somehow part of this conspiracy against you, and you want them out. See, this is what happens when the only rule in your house growing up is, you don't like the butler? Well, we'll fire the butler.
And so why is this memo the biggest story in America right now? Well, partially because friends of the president tell CNN that Trump sees the Nunes memo as a way to discredit the Russia investigation. Yes, it's like when you're losing at basketball, so you shoot the ref. I guess I win. There's nobody to tell me I didn't. Now, who wants to be the new referee?
Mind you, this memo is not a report. It's not a formal finding. It's not even an official document. It's like a sticky note from Congress. Because I'm sorry, like 4 pages to discredit the entire FBI? That doesn't seem like enough detail. I've had CVS receipts with more detail than this memo.
You see, some people think this memo shouldn't be released. For instance, the entire Department of Justice, including the FBI. Yesterday, the Bureau issued a rare public statement about the memo, warning it has grave concerns about material omissions of fact, which is FBI for this is horse. Now,
remember, That doesn't mean we know how Mueller's investigation will end, right? It could end with Trump impeached. It could end with Trump exonerated. Hell, I mean, it could end with Trump and Mueller married. You know, it's a thin line between love and hate. Just like I followed you for so long that in the end, you caught me.
I colluded with your heart.
But some of the...
Dig this, Daddy-O. There's suspicion that Trump's White House helped Nunes write this memo. Because remember, Nunes' last supposedly shocking memo was written by the White House that they gave to him to give back to them. So during their closed-door hearings, Illinois Congressman Mike Quigley asked Nunes if he or his staff had been talking to the White House while they wrote the memo. Nunes made a few comments that didn't answer the question before finally responding, "I'm not answering." I think you just did.
And to watch Punchlines online, go to opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.